presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. While Shanghai Lil is being led into the strongly stockaded village by her captors, Jungle Jim, following the trail she marked, arrives at the top of a nearby hill. Jim is carefully surveying the approach to the village and trying to formulate some plan of rescue when a shadow falls across his field of vision. Quick as a cat, he's on his feet, his revolver covering the intruder. But instead of an enemy, Jim looks into the smiling face of the long-lost Kolu. In the village where young Stacy and his wife are held prisoners, there is great excitement when another white captive is brought in by the native guards. Stacy, looking through the narrow window of his hut, utters an exclamation of surprise when he recognizes the prisoner as Shanghai Lil. She is led down a path between the huts, and once again he receives a surprise, for he sees Shanghai Lil being led by old Nala into the hut where his wife is held captive.
Go in, white missy. Another white missy in there. Mrs. Stacy.
All right. But who are you?
Me, old Nala. Keep house for Mrs. Stacy. Me prisoner, too. Mrs. Stacy in there. Be sick. Sick in head.
Go away. Go away, old woman. No make talk with white missy. You. You go inside, white woman. We'll lock you up.
Old Nala, go. Tell Mr. Stacy you come.
That's right. Tell him Shanghai Lil is here. I'll go in and see if I can help Mrs. Stacy.
Old Nala, go see Mr. Stacy. Come back soon. See you.
Mrs. Stacy? Oh. Well, there you are. Mrs. Stacy, my name's Lily DeVril, better known as Shanghai Lil, Jungle Jim's assistant. Your husband called us in to help him find you. Well, Mrs. Stacy, don't you hear me? Mrs. Stacy, listen to me. I'm your friend. A friend of your husband's, too. I've come to help you. Well, the old woman was right. She is ill. Very ill. She's in a state of coma. Mrs. Stacy, try to understand. I'm Lily DeVril. Your husband, Harvey. Harvey sent me to help you. Well, can you sit up? There. Yeah, that's better. Now, try to understand me, Mrs. Stacy. I'm your friend. We're going to take you home. Back home. Do you know what that means? Oh, no use. Her mind must be gone. There's absolutely no response.
Old Nala, come back, white missy.
Oh, good. Did you tell Mr. Stacy I'm here?
Old Nala, tell. Mr. Stacy, see you.
Tell me, Nala. Did they let Mr. Stacy come here to see his wife?
No. One time old Nala bring him. He see Mrs. Stacy. Talk to Mrs. Stacy. She not see, not talk. Mrs. Stacy be plenty sick in head.
Yeah. Does Mr. Stacy know that?
Him know.
Is she sick like this all the time?
All time. Look, not see. Hear, not talk. Same all time.
Well, you go back. Tell Mr. Stacy not to worry. I'll try my best to help Mrs. Stacy.
I tell him.
Tell him Jungle Jim is free and knows where I am. He'll be coming soon with help to get us out. Can you remember that, Nala? Tell him Jungle Jim is free and will come soon with help.
Oh, Nala, tell Mr. Stacy. You say Jungle Jim come soon. Get you out. Bring help.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's good to have you around, Nala. You're going to be a big help to us.
Oh, Nala, help good. I go. Tell Mr. Stacy I come back. Soon bring food.
Nala. Nala, did you see Mr. Rill? What did she say?
She say she help Mrs. Stacy be well. Say tell you, Jungle Jim,
Jungle,
come soon, bring help. Get out.
Oh, that's good, Nala. Jungle Jim is very powerful white man. He'll bring help and get us all out. Oh, you're good, Nala. And we'll reward you. Mr. Vril will help my wife, too.
That be good. Old Nala, go now. Come back soon.
All right, Nala. You be sure and bring messages from Mr. Vril to me.
Come, old woman. What brings you here?
I bring news, great priest. News of white people.
What is it, then? Tell me what you have heard.
New prisoner brings news that the mighty white man is still free and will come soon, bringing with him help to set free white prisoners.
Do not be alarmed. They cannot find us here. Others have tried before.
But white woman sends word to white man that the mighty one called Jungle Jim knows the hidden trail that leads to our village.
That cannot be. No white man has ever ventured beyond the hills above. But if there is danger, we shall be prepared. Go, tell the chief I bid him come before me. Our warriors must go forth and find the white man, capture him and bring him here. It must be done quickly, for soon the moon will be full and the gods impatient. Go, take my message.
Thy word is my word, O great and noble priest.
While pretending to befriend the helpless captives, the wily old Nala is in reality an ally of the tribe, a spy for the high priest, revealing to him any plan of escape or rescue the prisoners may be planning between themselves. But Jungle Jim, reunited once more with the faithful Kolo, is well hidden in the nearby hills, planning a campaign against the fierce natives in the village below.
Well, Kolo, as I said before, we've got to be very careful. First, anything we do has got to be done at night. We mustn't be seen by any of those natives. We can't use my rifle or revolver. One shot will tell them we're here, so that's out. Another thing, we can't afford to leave any trail they can follow, no footprints. We just have to beat them at their own game. A campaign of silent terror.
Kolo understand, Tuan. Before you come, I watch village. See guards. Watch all time. Day and night.
That's got to be our first move. We've got to strike terror into the hearts of those guards.
Kolo think he have planned, Tuan. Up here on hill be good tree. We make bow and arrow.
That's the idea, Kolo. A bow and arrow can be just as deadly as a rifle, without making any noise.
We have to get close to village if we use bow and arrow.
That's all right. We've got to be careful not to leave any trail for them to follow. Let's see. I've got a Kolo. We'll bind up our feet with cloth. We can use our clothes.
Guards be changed at midnight, Tuan. We get two guards tomorrow night.
Well, I see what you mean, Kolo. If we get there just before midnight and are careful with our aim, we can get the guard that's on duty, and then wait until the next guard comes to relieve him. We can get him before he has a chance to cry out and alarm the village.
That be good, Tuan. When morning come, natives find guards dead. Shot by arrow. Find no trail. They be worried.
That's the idea. They'll never suspect white men of using bows and arrows. They know there are no hostile tribes within 100 miles of here. Boy, that'll give them plenty to worry about.
Tonight, we go pick out wood for bows and arrows, Tuan. Kolo know where be good trees.
Then we'll have all day tomorrow to work on them. The bows won't take much time. It's those arrows that require the work. They have to be heavy enough to drive well into the body of the victim and have a long, sharp head.
Kolo know how to make them, Tuan. When Kolo be young boy, make them for hunter.
Gosh, Kolo, I wish there was some other way to beat those natives. As much as I hate to do it, this plan is the only way. We're hopelessly outnumbered. These natives, being ruthless fanatics, our only chance is to terrorize them.
For a long time, I try think what these natives be, Tuan. Kolo think they be moon people.
Moon people? What do you mean, Kolo?
There be one time, big tribe native called moon people. When come full moon, they make sacrifice to moon god. Take young girl, young boy, kill for moon god.
And you think these people may be the last of that once powerful tribe of moon worshippers?
Yes, Tuan. And they maybe think white people like white moon be better sacrificed to moon god.
Gosh, if what you say is right, Kolo, pretty darn serious. Let me think now. Well, yes, Kolo. It is nearing the time of the month when there'll be a full moon.
That be bad, Tuan. Missy Lil, Missy Stacy, be in village.
That's why we gotta work fast. The lives of those two women depend upon our success. Kolo, we've got to win.
Will Jungle Jim's plan for terrorizing the natives be successful? And if Kolo is right, that these natives are the remnants of the old moon worshippers, and the time for a full moon is at hand, Shanghai Lil and Mr. and Mrs. Stacy are in great danger. Will Jungle Jim's plan of terrorization be able to save the prisoners being held in the village? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. And now another great comic and adventure favorite joins the army of entertainers in the Comic Weekly. Watch for The Phantom, an exciting new series of breathtaking adventures and daring exploits by that master crime detector and terror of evildoers, who is thrilling millions of readers throughout the world. Look for The Phantom. This new exciting series begins in the Comic Weekly next Sunday, September 17th. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.